Electric City FFA is working to increase agritourism in Montana through a day drivable agritourism loop. Electric City FFA member Matthew Emmons shares how members began this chapter project.
So what we did is we started out by looking online on a Montana cadastral and looked at the landowners along the state or on our outline where we wanted to set up our loop. And then we contacted those landowners by writing them letters. And then from there, we got approval. We made the signs with the financial support of Wilbur Ellis Association, as well as the Montana Agribusiness Association. And with those two sponsors, we were able to provide the funding to make those signs. And we set them out during the summer, and we're going to collect them.
I asked Electric City FFA member Michaela Paw if she thought it would spread beyond the borders of Montana.
Yes, we do think this can spread throughout our state and maybe even to our surrounding states around us. We're hoping to get all the chapters in Montana to join this with us and not just include the Cascade County, but the counties with other chapters and have chapters put signs that maybe are different production than what's in our county and chapter area.
Electric City FFA is also receiving support from their local and state governments for their efforts to promote agriculture and tourism. For FFA Today, I'm Nathan DeYoung.